take up one right, okay? 745.
Hello, welcome back to the Pilot Network Podcast. I'm Matt, co-host of the show, and as this podcast evolves, Ab and I are constantly trying to experiment with different ways to bring you new, interesting content, interviews, and all the stuff that TPN loves. TPN just isn't about getting hired at your favorite airline. Our goal is really to touch on the entire arc of a pilot's path. Everything from being a student pilot, just starting out, to the Air Force pilot just starting UPT, all the way through to being an airline captain about to retire from 30 years at a legacy airline who still might have years of good flying ahead. We try to bring you topics that we think can get you thinking and help you along that process as well. Today is no different. I'm honored to have Dave from JetSeam on the show. Dave's been a great friend of TPN, and as the owner of JetSeam, he plays a really important role in the day-to-day life of a professional pilot in ways that we might not think about all the time, and that's our uniform. If you haven't heard of JetSeam, they're a new pilot apparel company that's based out of Raleigh-Durham in North Carolina there. They have been talked about a lot on TPN lately. It's led by an entrepreneur that is literally cut from the same cloth that we are here at TPN. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate the time, and I've had several pilots tell me how great TPN is, and I owe a Raleigh-based pilot a huge thank you and probably a lunch or something bigger than that for making the introduction.
It's great to have you here. I know JetSeam has talked about a lot on the network, and one of the biggest things we wanted to do is just have you on and kind of tell us a little bit more about what you guys do and introduce you to the network in general.
Again, I couldn't be happier and couldn't appreciate the time more. Let me answer your questions. What you got for me?
Absolutely. Let's just start out. Do you mind telling us a little bit about who you are and your professional background and how that led you to start JetSeam?
Yeah, I started in retail, not really knowing what I wanted to do with life and all that. And I thought about being a chef, and I was an outdoor guide and a whitewater raft guide and doing all this stuff and not really knowing what to do. And in 2000, I got a kind of a career break where I started working with a guy and he taught me how to import. That kind of started me on my path towards learning importing and how to run warehouses. And then my career evolved into basically running everything that had to do with the inventory life cycle, from sourcing the inventory, getting it made, importing it, warehousing it, and ultimately shipping it to the customer. And in that time, I've traveled and extensively at factories and lived overseas for extended periods of time, and just really kind of figured out how this supply chain works, and that led me to JetSeam.
That's awesome. So we talk about the pilot side hustle all the time here on TPN, and that's why we love having entrepreneurs who really have the heart of a teacher and have lived this stuff day and night. So what are some of the lessons you've learned about the supply chain management, inventory lifecycle, and all those things to run a product-based business? What's some of the aspects of that we might not be familiar with otherwise?
Wow, that's a big question. I would love to say that it's giving me all these this bright positive kind of direction, but really what it has done more than anything is it's taught me what not to do. And through learning what not to do, you know, I've kind of guided my path and said, oh, I've seen this before, stay away from that. And I think the biggest lesson I learned, and it was probably from being young and naive, was, you know, the only truth in any of this business is what you see for yourself. And that has led me to the understanding of, you know, if someone says, here's an example. This is the same question asked two different ways. Is the shipment going to be on time? Is one way to ask it. is the shipment going to be ready on March 30th? Totally different way to ask it. And you ask that first one once, and you learn that that's not the way to ask that question.
Sure.
And so I think to me the biggest lesson was, you know, was what I see and what I can touch and what I know not to do now will guide my direction forward in all the things that make a product successful. I hope that makes sense.
No, it totally does. So a lot of pilots, while their day job is obviously flying, they tend to start digital businesses or software-based businesses. But what you're doing is really something a little bit different. It's very product-based. It's clothing, it's textiles, and we'll get into that a little bit in a minute. But what would be your advice for a pilot who's got an idea for a product and has to really start down that road and doesn't, you know, I've got an idea for something that I want to make that's an actual physical good. What's the first step in that process? What would you recommend?
I think the first step is to really try to find someone in your area or through a website or a friend of a friend that does this kind of business and just give them your idea and be open to criticism. You know, it's really easy, especially in the clothing industry, you say, oh, what do you do? I do clothing. And they say, oh, I have this great idea for a t-shirt line. And, you know, I'm always open to listen, but, you know, then you give someone some feedback and they're like, well, what do you know? And so I think it's just being open to that feedback and just really asking someone, you know, I think a lot of people, entrepreneurs that are starting out, they don't want to say their idea out loud because they think someone's going to rip it off and then, you know, their million-dollar idea has gone down the tubes. And while that is always a possibility, it's probably not likely. So
we talk about it all the time that it's execution. It's not the idea that is worth anything.
Right.
I mean, it,
right, because
pilots are you just sit in a cockpit with anyone for more than a couple hours, and there's probably 10 business ideas that come out of that. But how many of those ever actually get implemented and executed on?
Right. And so just talk to some people and ask about that. And I also, like, I would suggest writing up a kind of a timeline with some dollars to it and say, okay, if I started here at zero, what's my timeline to actually have a product? And what are the costs involved to get to that, you know, the end goal of having a product? And really see if it makes sense. And I think the more you do that and the more you talk to people that are in the industry, you know, all of a sudden you get a good picture of it and you kind of fortify yourself and say, yeah, that's the direction I want to go.
No, that's great. And there's tons of resources out there that you can, I mean, Google is your friend on that one, of course, but you just pull up any YouTube video on the topic and it probably helps you get started. But there's nothing like the experience of someone who literally has taken a product idea from idea all the way through to an entire manufacturing supply chain and shipping out to customers. I mean, that's a big step in getting
right.
the business off the ground.
And you know, in my history, you know, I was working for a company that we had something like 8 lines a year. So we were taking idea to product 8 times a year. And so it just, you know, the process of it became kind of worked and refined. So, you know, I knew what the process was. But when it becomes your own, it's like the details become more glaring and everything just becomes more more voluminous.
Sure, I'll bet. So the product that we're talking about and JetSeam's business, it is a clothing line. It's pilot apparel, to be specific, and airline uniforms or professional pilot uniforms. I guess it's not just for airlines, right? So,
right.
What kind of experience would you say prepared you to move into that sort of business? I mean, clothing is relatively specific. You're not making, who knows, like products out of wood or something like that, or metal.
Right. Yeah. No, I think part of my history is working in sporting goods and doing athletic uniforms and stuff like that. And, you know, if you have a uniform that looks one way one year, it has to look the same way the next year. And so getting that that stability and the manufacturing in place to be able to produce the same item over and over again, and that's kind of what drew me to this line. And what I've heard throughout the industry is I got a shirt this time and the next time it didn't fit the same or didn't feel the same. And so, you know, with all the people that I work with now, our goal is, you know, if you bought the shirt today and you loved how it fits, if you buy it a year from now, it's going to fit the same. And that's our driving force. Like, we want to make sure that, you know, each time we produce that shirt, it's the same shirt. Now, we might make improvements to it. Like, you know, right now we have a pen holder in one pocket, not the other. We might add one into the other pocket, but that's not really a change to the garment, so to speak. That's an improvement. But the fit and the way it feels and the fabric and the color, you know, we aim to just add a level of consistency to it so that you bought it this time and next time you're like, yep, I know exactly what I'm getting.
Absolutely. So did you have an experience in the airline or aviation industry before this? You mentioned sporting goods and a lot of athletic wear, but like uniforms for pilots is a little bit specific. What kind of took you down that path?
I'm the managing partner. I have another partner that I work with, and he travels for business, and he's over 1.5 million miles traveled. And he's a pretty young guy. So, I mean, he's out every week on the road and he talks to people and pilots all the time. And it kind of just built from him and I wanting to do something together. And we've been talking about it for a long time. And I found myself in a spot that I was able to talk to him and, you know, kind of came from that. Just, I was in the right space. He was in the right space. And we've had these conversations before and we decided to go for it.
So one of the things that I noticed that is a little bit different. So airline pilot shirts specifically, and just pilot shirts all seem to have a very kind of standard look to them. But what's some of the innovation that the details that you pay attention to that the average person might not know?
I would say first and foremost is the fabric. I think our fabric is quite unique to what else is out there. It is much lighter weight. It's not see-through. So, you know, you can wear an undershirt under it, but you don't necessarily have to, but it's a lot lighter. Also, it is predominantly cotton, whereas a lot of shirts on the market are predominantly polyester or all polyester or man-made fibers. But this one is predominantly cotton. It does have a blend of cotton, polyester, and one of our fabrics has some spandex in it, but it just feels different. It feels lighter and it wears differently. And then we tuned our fit a little bit. We went for more of what we call a retail sizing. So it's not going to fit like a classic uniform. The sleeves aren't going to go down to just below the elbow. The sleeves are a little bit shorter. It's a little more modern cut, and I would say it fits more like something you'd buy at a department store or like a J. Crew than another uniform shirt. We've really tried to give something different, and we also did an undershirt, and the undershirt's made out of bamboo viscose, and it's just a different fabric. It's probably, you know, I'm sure some of the people will have tried something similar on, but if you've never tried on a bamboo shirt, it is just a different fabric. It's not something you'd probably wear out and about as like a t-shirt, but as an undershirt, it is exceptional. It's the way it feels, the way it wears, the way it stays under your shirt and doesn't kind of bunch up on you. And so we've provided this kind of solution, you know, the undershirt and the pilot shirt. And if you wear them together, especially on a hot day, you'll see the difference in a second.
And I've personally noticed that. So I wear the bamboo undershirt that you guys sell. What fascinated me is when I first pulled it out of the package is I was accustomed to the standard cotton, you know, white shirt and whatnot. What I thought was really interesting was, number one, the fabric is really, it's almost thin, and has kind of a slippery feel to it, which is, kind of threw me off at first. But I tried it anyway. And what I noticed was it doesn't catch on your outer shirt at all. In fact, what it does is it allows you to move and do your flow in the cockpit and be able to move around and do all the things you need to do without noticing any sort of friction from your clothes, which sounds weird on the face of it, but I got to tell you, like after a 10-hour day in the cockpit, it really makes a huge difference. And it's something that I was surprised about, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, and I think, you know, kind of the feedback I got when kind of putting this whole line together was someone looked at me and said, you don't understand that once they close the cockpit door, you know, we spend about 5 minutes just unbuttoning and unbuckling and getting comfortable. I said, no, I don't get it. I think you shut the door and you start doing your checklist. They're like, no, we spend a good, you know, I get 5 minutes trying to get ourselves ready to go. And a lot of that is just pulling and unbuttoning and getting just comfortable. And right. And so what we tried to do is say, you know, how can we make it so when that door shuts and you're in the seat, you're like, I feel good.
Because it's not like you're at a desk or moving around. I mean, you're in a dynamic environment, but you're wearing a shirt and tie, and it's got to be comfortable because chances are you're going to be there for the next few hours, if not longer. And that's one of the biggest reasons we're talking right now. And we wanted to get you on the show and just learn a little bit more about it, because this is, you know, I'm not going to say it's the sexy part about being a pilot, but it certainly is something that we don't think about until it's not right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely. And to that point, you know, I think that anyone that wears a t-shirt, they like their t-shirt to fit a certain way, and they go out to a movie or they go out at, you know, to a mall or whatever, and it fits and it looks a certain way. Well, an undershirt is not necessarily a t-shirt, and it's going to fit a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit tighter on your body, but when it's worn under another shirt, it's going to feel different, and it's going to add to the experience. It's not just another shirt. I think with what we tried to do was here's a lightweight, predominantly natural fiber shirt for the pilot shirt, and here's an undershirt that you wear with it. And again, you put the two together, and it makes all the difference in the world. As we were testing and doing prototypes, I mean, I would wear them all over the place and in the Raleigh heat, and you know, I was like, this is spectacular.
Absolutely. So tell me more about the testing process and I'm assuming you interacted with some pilots and put some early prototypes out in the field and got some feedback. Tell me a little bit about that process and some of the good and some of the bad, maybe just interesting stuff that happened.
Yeah, the testing never really ends. And so the two pilots that are the models on our site are friends of ours, and they got prototypes of everything, and they wore them on flights and gave us feedback. We had a couple other pilots trying stuff on. One of the people, not one of our models, but another pilot, he was so picky. And he was like apologizing to me, like, I don't mean to sound so negative and I'm not trying to be picky. I'm like, no, please be picky. This is exactly what I'm looking for. Like, tear me apart. And he would write a two page like a 2-page feedback article on what he liked and didn't like. And we just kept refining and refining. And even now, as we get comments on the site or people call in, every comment goes to our design people. And so for the next production, we can, if it's an improvement we can make, we'll try to make the improvement. And then we're also collecting stuff that people would like to see on the shirt that we don't necessarily want to add to this shirt because we don't want to change what we've done. But on a future shirt, it might have one of these new features that people have told us about, or, you know, there's the biggest fight is, do people like the open top pocket or do they like the pocket with the flap? Yeah, right now we have an open top pocket, but we do have people call in and say, hey, I'd really love it if you did a flap pocket, and if you ever do, I'll try your shirt. So it's like something like that.
I'm a hardcore flap pocket kind of guy.
Are you?
I'm not a fan of the open top personally, but
yeah. And when we first started, you know, we tried to get as much feedback as we could, and it seemed like the open top was the more popular at this point. That the flap was a little more traditional, and so if we do a new one, should we do a flap or an open top? And so the testing never really stopped, and the feedback has been so awesome, the positive and the negative, because it all goes to the same people that need that information to make our designs better.
Right. Well, guaranteed, if you spend any time on TPN at all, you'll be able to get a lot of good feedback, and hopefully our members will be happy to provide that for you. I'm sure they will.
Yeah, we'll take it all, and trust me, like it's the only way we're going to get better, and the only way we're going to improve our product offering, and we appreciate it. You know, we
absolutely. Absolutely. So obviously comfort is important, and we've talked a little bit about that and what you're doing that might be a little bit off the beaten path or not thought about on the face of it all the time. But what about quality? So the quality of clothing, there's such a huge range of types of shirts in terms of how much it costs and what kind of materials it's made out of and those sorts of things. Obviously, there's quality concerns that one would need to look at, but what's the difference between, say, a cheap white shirt and, you know, the most expensive custom fit white shirt in terms of quality and those sorts of things?
So quality really starts at the design process, and getting a really good technical designer that can get in there and, I mean, for instance, our side seams are double stitch side seams, where if you looked at it, you may not go, I don't really understand that. What is that? What big deal is that? Well, it doesn't just look good, but it makes the product stronger. And having a good designer that knows how to use stitches, where to use stitches like bar tacks or, you know, different elements to a shirt. And so getting a great designer, that's where it all starts. And then having good people that you trust at the factory, not people that work for the factory, people that work with us or for us, are there during production to make sure that, you know, is the button that we ordered, did they get the right button? Or are they trying to give us a cheaper version of the button? Is the label that we ordered, you know, that we approved, are they using the right label? Like, it all starts at the design, and it finishes up with people that know the product inside and out and are there at the factory making sure that it's being done correct. And all those details come from the testing and the designer, and then the sampling. We go through rounds and rounds of samples to make sure that when we say, yep, that's it, green light, that it is, we know what we're getting and there's no question about it.
Absolutely. And so then, like you said, be able to produce that time after time. So it's always, it's predictable what you're going to end up with when you order.
Exactly. And, you know, there's a blueprint, for lack of a better term, there's a blueprint that's made for the shirt, and keeping that blueprint up to date and what goes in it. And, oh, we changed this little measurement, so let's make sure it's updated. And keeping that just, you know, that's what we call the Bible. If that's right, it makes it really easy to produce that shirt again. You know, if that Bible, if that blueprint is wrong and we miss something, you know, it goes bad quickly. So we stress those details, and we stress over them, and we stress over them. And by the time the shirt is ready to ship to us, we know that it's been done correctly.
So obviously we share a couple of core values between the Pilot Network and the entrepreneurial venture, and also JetSeam, to where we both love small business and the process of developing a product, whether that's information or content or you know, some sort of clothing item or a crew bag or something like that, but also giving back and really supporting the aviation community and those around us and paying it forward. And so I know that you guys support an organization called Miracle Flight. Do you mind telling us a little bit about your interaction with them and how that fits into JetSeam as a business?
Yeah, so I have a son with special needs, and I've had to take him to specialists and doctors out of state and take him on airplanes and drive him, you know, hundreds of miles from the house. And I've been fortunate to be able to do it and be able to afford to do it. And my son doesn't have any life-threatening illnesses or anything, but I feel that pain of knowing there's something I need and you know, I got to get on a plane and take him to it. And Miracle Flights, that's what they do. They take kids and their parents to life-saving treatments that they can't get in their area. And it struck home. It was like, this is something, you know, I think it's kind of one of those things when you see it, you go, yeah, this is something that we want to donate to. And as we grow, we want to grow our donations. And it's because of the customers liking our product and buying our product that we're able to help support them and their mission. And we couldn't be happier being a part of that.
Absolutely. Well, maybe you can introduce us and we can have them on the podcast. I'd love to talk about their mission and introduce them to the network as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can check them out at Miracle Flights. I think it's miracleflights.org. They're out of Las Vegas, and that's what they do all day long, is they get kids on flights that need to get somewhere for literally life-changing medical treatments.
That's important stuff. We'll definitely put a link to that in the show notes as well. Well, Dave, thanks so much for being on the show. I really appreciate your time and taking a few moments out of your busy day, I'm sure, running this business to kind of talk to the TPM members and really let us get to know you as an owner and the company and what your values are. I think that's really important, is to do business with entrepreneurs and business owners that really have your best interests at heart. So if any TPM members want to reach out, give you some feedback, just get in touch with you in general, what's the best way they can do that?
Yeah, they can go to our website, jetseam.com, and there's a contact us page there, or they can email us at support@jetseam.com. And our phone number obviously is on the website. And we'd love to hear from anyone that has feedback or questions. And we couldn't be more excited to be on the podcast today. And thanks, Matt, for your time. And I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. And we'll make sure that there are some links to those in the show notes as well. So as always, if you want to get a hold of me or Adam, you can email us at heyguys@thepilotnetwork.org, or you can get a hold of us in pretty much any other way in the TPM ecosystem, whether that's the app, at the conference, is the TPMQ magazine, or even on the Facebook group. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep the shiny side up, keep the dirty side down, and fly safe out there, everybody.